This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. The day after their first debate in Philadelphia, all of the key players in the 2024 presidential race, including Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, are in New York. So is ABC's Aaron Katursky, commemorating 9/11.
President Biden, Harris, Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance are all here to mark 23 years since the September 11th attacks. And it makes the ceremony a temporary focal point of the campaign, but it is meant to be free of politics. There are no speeches, only the solemn recitation of names interrupted by the tolling of a bell.
Today marks 23 years since the terror attacks on 9/11. There are also commemorations today in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and at the Pentagon. This morning, we are learning more about the inflation picture. The consumer price index numbers are released by the government. Those numbers, along with jobs numbers, are going to be used by the Fed to decide how much to lower interest rates at its meeting later this month. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. September 11th remembrances all over Wisconsin today. Flags are at half-staff to honor all who died 23 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging acts of service. Nearly 3,000 people died after terrorists hijacked four passenger planes and crashed them. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Vice President Kamala Harris won last night's debate.
On substance, on style, on so many different aspects, Kamala Harris had Donald Trump on his heels really from the very beginning, and he was never really able to recover. And it just felt like the same rambling Trump show that we've seen so many times over the last 8 or 9 years.
Schaefer says Harris's performance will make the most favorable impression on undecided voters who are just starting to pay attention to the race. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
4 a.m. 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. After a La Crosse City Council committee recommended adopting a housing study done this year, the full city council will vote on a resolution tomorrow. The study showed that La Crosse is not keeping up with housing demands. One of the suggestions was an overhaul of the city's zoning code, which La Crosse's city government has already set aside over $250,000 for. The study said that La Crosse is only creating about half of the housing units it needs to keep up with demand. The city council will meet tomorrow night. La Crosse's parks director is asking for over $250,000 in funding for cleanup costs and security for the city's marsh areas and parking ramps. Last month, city workers cleaned up over 44 tons of garbage from the marsh area left over by homeless encampments, but the costs were not budgeted. The Parks Department is also seeking security for two of the parks during the week, as well as the parking ramps in the city. A city council committee approved the request at a cost of $270,000 that will be taken up by the full city council tomorrow night.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Game 2 in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a 6-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. Coach Matt LaFleur said they are getting Willis ready for Indianapolis on Sunday.
You got to play to your player's strengths, so it's our job to try to come up with whatever we come up with in order to put him in a position to be successful.
It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 86 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 87 by Friday. Partly cloudy, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, a familiar voice on our Women Win Wisconsin segment powered by Motherhood for Good, our friend and congressional candidate, Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can follow us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. You hung around late last night, huh?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
You know, it really wasn't so late, man. I think it ended at about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I think the actual debate portion ended just before 10.
Yeah. So your thoughts?
Yeah, it was okay. I think Kamala Harris handled herself good. It wasn't the knockout blow I was necessarily hoping for, but Trump did make a fool of himself, just not as big of a fool of a fool as I would have hoped.
Well, you said he made a fool of himself. Well, so 844-967-2789. Our phone lines are open. You saw it. You know, he didn't have to do too much to make a fool out of himself. That's who he is, man. I mean, anybody who will go on national TV, man, and say as if he had facts that immigrants are stealing people's animals, cats and dogs, and eating them, and he's got nothing to back that up, and he says that with a straight face, and when they push back on him, he's going to argue, well, we don't have any proof. Former President Trump, there's no proof to what you say. Well, I got people who say, who said, that's what's taking place. Oh, so you just based on what somebody told you, go on national television and tell people and mislead people that immigrants are stealing people's cats and dogs and eating them. And what is the purpose of that? I later read that Calvin, there was, you know, proof that one woman did cook a cat and eat the cat, but she's an American citizen.
Yeah, I heard about that and did a little bit of research. Yeah, it was a white American citizen, and it happened like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so, okay. So here's a man that is absolutely out of his mind. Absolutely out of his friggin' mind. You saw him? You know, not so long ago, the Republicans were excited. You know, Donald Trump had handed Joe Biden his hat. And so they were bragging about the great Donald Trump, the great debater. You know, I used to call Ronald Reagan the great debater, the great communicator. And instead, you know, you've got Donald Trump, and they were talking about, you know, how great a person he was after what happened with Joe Biden. But, man, I will clearly tell you that what he did with Joe Biden and what happened with Joe Biden was an absolute, he got destroyed. And even Republicans, Brit Hume, as respected a Republican as there is. I've watched Brit Hume for at least 30 years on Fox News. He said Donald Trump didn't, he was horrible. And then I watched Fox News afterwards and they said, well, you know, all of the different people who call in or who text in on Fox News said over 96% of the people said Donald Trump won. What were they looking at? What were they hearing? Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Hi, good morning. There's only losers in this, and it's all of us. It's today's September 11th, and we're going to talk about, you know, this ding-dong debate, and there's, you know, we should be remembering everybody that lost their lives on 9/11. I'm not saying you. I'm not, you know, but this is what we have going on. I don't know what to say. This is the best we have to run our country.
Well, I'm sorry, Julie, but... but what I saw clearly was that Kamala Harris, with what people had said about her, certainly stood up and sounded like a person who was lucid, knew what she was talking about, showed some strength. And I don't think anybody expected that from this woman. She didn't bow down. As Donald Trump has certainly bullied more, you know, more people than not. And so I felt some confidence in her. You didn't see anything in her that showed that she may be a good person to lead us?
I don't have a problem with Kamala Harris. I don't think she's the most capable person to run the country. Do I have another person in mind? I really don't know, but it's not the two of them. So I just, and you know, the other thing I guess we got to just remember is we got to step back from the two personalities, these two people, because it's really about their administration, their policies, and, you know, hopefully... they do what they say they're going to do when they get in there. I mean, it's really sad because we all go to work and we work hard. We try to raise good kids. And, you know, this is what we get. It's depressing.
So let me say this to you. I am not depressed. I was more depressed when Joe Biden and people clearly stated that they wanted anybody other than Joe Biden and Donald Trump. You remember that conversation, Julie? Many people said anybody but Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Joe Biden's not there anymore. Donald Trump is still there. So when people said any, both Democrats and Republicans, anybody but these two men, one of them is gone. One of them is still there. You know, and I looked at Donald Trump. This is just the truth. He looked like he was just totally confused. The very same thing that they blamed Joe Biden of at the last debate. There was, the script was flipped, and there Donald Trump was. Looked totally confused. Disinterested, wanted to be anywhere other than there. You know, a man who brings up people-eating animals and has no way to corroborate any of that. And when they point those things out to him, he pushes back and says, well, somebody told me. Man, you're running for president of the United States. We're not looking for you to say what somebody told you. We're looking for somebody who will be able to say, this is what we found out. We've done the research. And not to just come out and say anything, Julie. The other person didn't act in that manner. She didn't just come out and say anything that came off the top of her head. There is a difference between those two people. One has already talked about her policies. The other has not. There clearly is a difference. And so, you know, I'm not going to make decisions predicated on, you know, a debate. A debate is just that. You know, people who have taken some time, in most instances, done some research, and come on and have these conversations. I get it. But it's more than that. You know, Donald Trump made statements that if Kamala Harris gets elected, Calvin, the world as we know it is going to end. And I'm like, the world as we know it is going to end? Well, there's going to be World War III. And if you pick Kamala Harris, the world's going to come to an end. Man, really? Okay, really, Donald Trump? You really think that because this woman could be elected president of the United States, the rest of the world and the people in the world and the people in this nation are going to allow World War III to happen because you're not the president of the United States? Come on, man. What is that? Come on. Well, World War III and the world is going to come to an end. So, terrifying people. People afraid of the dark. Hey, you're adults. Why are you afraid of the dark? The boogeyman is coming. That's all he constantly talked about. The boogeyman is coming. And then people suck that up. They're coming to get you. Oh, I can't think of voting for anyone but Donald Trump because he's going to stop the boogeyman from coming. That should work for children, not for adults. But yet adults are lining up and they're afraid. Well, Donald Trump said they're coming. They're coming. What? Come on. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the debate last night. Now, I'm going to be clear. It's a debate. And so people say whatever it is they want to say. But I'm just, you know, there's a major difference in what the two people were talking about. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy. If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. Just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Your thoughts on the debate, you know, last night. I can tell you that I don't remember the last time I watched a debate all the way through. That's how interested I was in the one last night. Because I had to be reassured on whether or not I believed that Kamala Harris could possibly become the president of the United States. Even though I had seen her speak, and even though all of, you know, the excitement and energy around her was real, I had to be reassured myself on whether or not this woman, again, the first woman, let's understand where we are. The first woman in the history of this nation to possibly become the president of the United States. I had to weigh all of those things. Could it happen? Even though we see all of these different signs, is the nation ready for that? Is she ready for that position? And last night, you know, I was more reassured because I didn't think she was going to be able to show the strength that she showed, even though I know her background, you know, being a prosecutor and being strong and all those things. But, man, she stood up, and she was great. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I thought she put on a master class as to how to debate a bully. She came right out, got in his face, shook his hand, looked him in his face. I don't think he knew what to do then. She was presidential. I'm not sure what Julie was talking about this morning. Kamala Harris came out and did what she needed to do. She is very presidential. She wasn't up there talking about she heard that immigrants were eating animals. I mean, he doubled down on that. He doubled down on when the moderator let him know that, no, there are no post-birth abortions. That's murder. He doubled down on it. So I'm not sure what Julie's talking about or any other conservative that may call in today and say that she didn't do a good job. She did a wonderful job. When he said the whole thing about the animals being eaten, it reminded me of, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Evan Almighty, but in there, Morgan Freeman was God, and he changed Evan's clothes at a political event, and his wife was watching on TV. And when they asked him, John Goodman asked him, who told you to build an ark?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
His wife was saying, please don't say it, please don't say it. And he said, God. And she said, oh, no. And I'm sure that's what his people were thinking. No, he did not just say that immigrants are eating animals. And doubled down on it and said it. I heard people say it. No, that's not presidential. No, it's not. He's the laughingstock of the world.
Hey, Charles, man, thank you very much for the call. I will say this. You know, my whole, you know, interest in it was not whether or not, you know, she would win the debate. It was whether or not I could see her as presidential. Could I actually see that in her? I can't say that I saw that in her before. I mean, really, I'm just being honest with you. But I did see some signs last night, some inner strength that I didn't know she had, that I was able to garner last night from the things she said. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I really agree with you on a lot of points, because that was my main concern. Would she be capable? Does she have enough experience? Because I really hated to see Joe Biden go, because that man is very experienced. And she had said, it's time to turn the page. I don't know. I think you probably feel the same way. I'm so tired of this old song and dance. We have a man here that's only out for himself. Kamala's there for the people. And I'm sick and tired of dealing with, you know, like with the health insurance. He has a concept. Well, you want to get rid of the Affordable Care Act? I mean, and then... here he goes. You want to get rid of something that wants to work, right? You want to get rid of a concept. You know, wow. And whoop-de-doo. Here, another thing. Here you are. You want to deal with an international scene. You're whining and dining dictators. You're catering to terrorist organizations like the Taliban. I mean, hey, I want to be safe in my country. You're stealing. When you had the chance of being a president, what did you do? You stole a bunch of top classified documents. You should be put in jail for that. You don't belong in the White House. You belong in the jailhouse. But anyhow, thanks for
Well, you know, Don, you brought up some really good and strong points, man. You know, clearly Donald Trump, you know, said that he doesn't know what they asked him point blank, what he would do about the Affordable Care Act. After all this time, he's saying he's going to replace it. She asked him, what do you have? We're working on it. I'm not the president right now. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court will rule on whether mobile voting vans can be used in future elections. Justices heard oral arguments yesterday. A ruling is not expected until after the November election. Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin may have fewer doctors if abortion isn't codified nationwide. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Med schools here in the Badger State had a 10% drop in applications after the Dobbs decision.
We are going to have severe issues in serving the needs of women in the state of Wisconsin.
The Women's Health Protection Act would codify Roe v. Wade nationwide. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. On Alaska's Gunderson campus broke ground on its microgrid project on Tuesday. The project will create one of the country's first 100% renewable energy healthcare locations. The microgrid will have a battery system that works with Gunderson solar panels to create an electrical system that can work on its own or with the city's power grid. It's expected that the project will be completed in 2026. All of the work for the microgrid will be part of Xcel Energy's Empower Resilience program. This week is the Vernon County Fair, which gets underway today with its free admission day. The fair, which is held in Viroqua, opens at 4 p.m. Today's events include a 9/11 tribute at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, the fair is open each day at 9 a.m. through Sunday. Some of the highlighted events include tractor pulls, cattle judging, and a livestock sale. You can get more information on this year's fair by going to VernonCountyFair.com. Admission is free today for everybody. There's free admission today with ticket packages going from $5 to $30 for the rest of the fair.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Actress Drea DiMatteo says that when she auditioned for The Sopranos, she thought it was a show about opera. DiMatteo played the character Adriana on the show that ran for 6 seasons, and she's not the only cast member who at first thought the show was music-related. Jamie Lynn Sigler, who played mezzo soprano, also thought she was auditioning for a show about singers, primarily because she had little TV experience and her background was in musical theater. Sigler told Justin Long on his Life is Short podcast that while at the audition, she did not see an accompanist, so she offered to sing a cappella for creator David Chase, the series producer, who seemed confused. Interestingly enough, neither Sigler or DiMatteo figured out the show is not about music until season 3. I made that last part up. These and other fun stories about The Sopranos can be viewed in the new documentary Wise Guy, David Chase and The Sopranos, airing on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 86 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 87 by Friday. Partly cloudy, a little cooler with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, the aftermath of the most important debate of your lifetime. Special guest host Matt Rothschild will help us break it down and figure out what it all means.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, phone lines are open. I want to hear your opinion, your thoughts on what you saw in the debate last night. As I stated earlier, you know, I wasn't watching it so much for the debate, a one-on-one debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Anybody who could have thought that it was some possibility that Donald Trump would have a chance in any debate against a woman as educated as Kamala Harris is, you would have known that that was an impossible task. So I didn't watch it, you know, for that. I didn't watch it for the train wreck that it became. You know, you knew, without even giving it a second thought, you knew that Donald Trump was not going to be able to hold his composure. That's not who he is. We knew what was going to happen. We knew Donald Trump was going to lose his composure and go off the rails, and he did that. But again, I wanted to see whether or not Kamala Harris would show the strength and to be able to stand erect and answer questions and show some strength. I saw that. So I'm reassured now, more so than I ever was before, that this could happen, right? I mean, realistically, let's give it some real thought about where we are here. This woman is on the verge of becoming the first female president in the history of our nation. That's where we are. And don't let anybody fool you. They're going to come at her with all manner of things. But she showed last night she's up to the task. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, I watched the debate in its entirety. I wanted to see how well she would perform. And she did admirably. She did what every intelligent woman in this country stands for. And for so long, men have put women down. But women have common sense. They raise the children. They read consistently, and they know their facts. And you know, when I come to you, I always have my facts.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Because I do. Because men always say, well, where did you get that from? Well, here's the book. I underlined it for you, and this is the fact. And that's how I deal with men who actually try to debase me because I am a woman. But she is a smart, intelligent woman, and she will do a really good job. And she's going to turn this country around like you've never seen before. And I really appreciate her a lot.
You know, Susan.
And I hope that.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
No. Finish your point. Finish your point.
I just hope that people realize finally that women have a place in this country. We need to break that glass ceiling and to show that women can do the job just as well as a man, and maybe in some cases better. Not that I'm putting men down. I'm not. I'm just saying that we have worked so hard for so long for you to actually see us in that line, in that light, instead of just having babies and cleaning the house.
You know, Susan.
And that's all I have.
No, you said a lot. Hang on, Susan. Because that's the point. That's the issue. The issue, again, is a woman. And I listen. I'm ready for a woman to ascend to the presidency of the United States. I absolutely am. Because, you know, it's time. And so there are very bright women in the world. And they have been for a long, long time. And so men are blinded when they can't see that the other side of the equation of humanity and the creation is a woman. And she wasn't created to be a plaything. And so the Creator gave her the same intellect that he gave to a man. And for men to totally dismiss that and think that, no, well, we can't have a woman as the president of the United States, for what? What have men done? Every time you turn around, we're at odds with one another. Wars, fighting one another. Trying to control what happens in the world. It's time. It's time for the perspective of a woman. And we've seen women already in different sectors of the world lead their nations. This is nothing unusual. America is what America always does, late to the party. Late to the party. Thank you very much for the call, Susan. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what? Tom, are you there? Okay, so let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was going to go a different direction with this phone call, but I'm going to jump on your commentary. Men have got this little thing called testosterone.
Yep.
That gets in our way of logic from time to time. We've all seen it. We see it on a regular basis. It's not a mystery. It is a real thing. And can you imagine our nation to where we revered women instead of more or less treat them like second-class citizens? You know, they're not paid anywhere near what the men are paid. We all know that. The glass ceiling is real as the sun rising over the lake every morning. It's a real thing. And now picture a culture of a nation that respects women and maybe even take it a little further. You know, if we had statues of like Venus in all these cities across America for all of us to revere and respect the strength of women and the knowledge and all that they bring to humanity, instead of ridiculing and separating and sparring with women. You know, the biggest thing that I saw last night in the debate was a way forward.
Yes.
That, you know, it's comfortable for everybody that we all can kind of lean into and not flinch away or wince away from because it's obnoxious or crazy. It's sanity. It's what we've all been longing for. Earl, and it was refreshing. So the last thing I like to say is just having a little bit of pushback in fact checking, and he only did it three times, I think, to Trump, but it knocked him right off his game.
Yes.
But more importantly, it revealed to the American people that it's bone spurs that he's been spewing. It's, you know, these culture war issues that really don't matter much. You know, there's a different place for it. It's not for 2024 going forward. That's yesterday's nonsense. I'm excited about America's future. I'm excited about having Kamala Harris represent and lead our nation. And I'm very, very happy that she mopped up the floor with Donald Trump.
Hey, Mike, before you go, I want to get back to this whole perspective of having a woman ascend to the presidency of the United States. It was only a month or so ago that we were in mourning because Donald Trump looked like he was, and he still could possibly become the president of the United States. But our nation is in need of an infusion of hope. It's in need of a new direction. It's in need of a transformation. You don't get that from Donald Trump. Anybody who doesn't think that our nation is at a tipping point is either blind or, you know, they're suffering from delusion. Our nation is, if ever there was a time, Mike, for this to take place, it is right now. Our nation is off its moorings. It has been for a long time. And, you know, and a woman brings something that a man could never bring. And that's some sensitivity. And so our nation doesn't, everything is not a nail, Mike. We don't always need a hammer. So if people believe that Donald Trump, you know, which we know is a hammer, I heard him last night. Well, you know, all the other nations were afraid of me. They said, afraid of me. Did you hear him? He didn't speak from the perspective of our nation. He spoke from the perspective of him. Well, you know, not all these other people were afraid of me. Who are you afraid of you, man? Who are you? You're one person. The United States of America, Mike, the last time I checked, is not an individual, is it?
And look how quickly America warmed up to Kamala.
Yes.
America wants Kamala Harris. They want something different. Enough of the 78, 79-year-old windbags who have really been a detriment to our nation and done nothing but talk crap, talk America down. And that is my number one pet peeve, is I'm tired of listening to these people crap on my nation, you know, without trying to fix it. And that's what they've been doing for over 20 years now.
You know, thank you, Earl. Yeah, thank you very much. Really appreciate it, Mike. You know, it is time, okay? The evolution and the change of our nation has to evolve. It can't continue to live in the Cro-Magno period of time. If Donald Trump gets elected, we go back to the Cro-Magno periods of time, the knuckle-dragging periods of time. We got to move on beyond that. So a woman is going to come in. She's going to feel the importance of nurturing. Do we need to have some nurturing instincts in our nation? Yes. Should there be somebody who's focused and concerned about the children of this nation? Yes. Bring that on. 844-967-2789 is the number. Guys, hang on the phone lines. I'm coming right back to you, I promise you. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Eagle 1490 AM.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
We fell in love, high school sweethearts. Love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife forever for life. I remember how we made our way, a little patience, the times we prayed. Can't imagine that this love is through.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I want to thank my brother for texting me this message that brings me back, you know, into perspective. Brother, thank you for that text message that you just sent me. I really love you and appreciate, you know, your advice. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. Your thoughts, man. You saw the debate. What's your perspective on it?
I personally feel that I think she did do better. I think she got under his skin as far as debate is concerned. I think he got some one-liners in there. I do think the moderators, they didn't fact-check her position at all when she was speaking. So I think that the moderators did not, it was not equally distributed in the fact check end of things. But that being said, the reality is, you know, I agree there should be a woman. I think there should be, or could be, or should be a woman for president of the United States. And the reason being, and I agree with your sentiment as well in regards with, that they have a different perspective. That being the case, I don't know what her perspective is, because you kept saying that she's evolved to being as vice president. And so at the end of the day, from what she has on her website, she literally has copied the blueprint of what the Biden agenda is. She is hitched to the Biden wagon currently. And we are in a, I think we are in a precarious situation with a third world war. I know you may not think so, but I do think there has to be a different, she said she has a plan, but she never specified what the heck is in that plan. She said that word or that phrase multiple times last night without any really, you know, deep explanation of anything. She talked about, you know, obviously I think she nailed them on the abortion end of things. But outside of that, I don't see where she really was laying out, okay, what is the vision? What is your plan? And I know that, you know, people are going to disagree with me, but that's the way I interpret it from what I could tell.
So, David, did you hear when they asked Donald Trump what his plan was for health care? He didn't have one. You know, when we point out what Kamala Harris didn't have, and we just totally disavow the fact that Donald Trump, when asked about the Affordable Care Act and what his plan was, you know, to replace it, he said, I'm not the president, but we're working on it. So I think when we say that she doesn't have a plan, and we totally dismiss the fact that he doesn't have one, I guess that's kind of where it's hard for me to, man, It's hard for me to see, you know, that and say, well, I'm gonna say Kamala Harris is not ready. She doesn't have, but him we give a pass to.
So this is a question I have for you, Earl. What is the end game with Ukraine? Why isn't that even brought up in the conversation last night? What is the end game with Ukraine and Russia? I want to know what that is, because we are now 2.5 years in, and it's getting worse.
So, Dave, I would ask you, Donald Trump, they asked him that question. He didn't give a direct answer. So this is what I mean, man. So we're asking a woman who is vice president. She's never been the president. And the man who was the president before all this happened, they asked him the question. He had no answer. But yet we go towards Kamala Harris and say, we don't know what her answer is. That's the part of it, Dave, that I think some of us have a hard time, understanding.
Well, keep in mind, she is the vice president. She's been there for 3.5+ years. We've been in a war for 2.5 years, technically, against Russia, but a proxy kind of a way. And, we were not going to send over military jets and tanks and stuff initially. And then that got turned around. And she could have told Biden, say, hey, listen, I don't think that's a good idea, because now it's getting ramped up.
So Dave, let me ask you, do you think that when Donald Trump was president, Mike Pence got to tell him anything? Do you think he did? Do you think Mike Pence, as the vice president, told Donald Trump anything that Donald Trump listened to? So why do we expect, that saying, we don't give the same kind of deference to Kamala Harris?
Well, again, if we want to see a different vision, she could have easily proposed that to him. And she is second in command.
So was Mike Pence.
She's the president.
Hey, David, so was Mike Pence. He was second in command. All right, man, thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest, Dr. Robert Craig, will be joining us on the other side. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines first, so hang on. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady.
Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinair on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks at 11:33. Send in your health-related questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on Air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matinair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.